Government says it will absorb 25% of the 78.9% increase of the utility tariffs. This is from 78.9% to 59.18%, which took effect from the 1st of last month. A statement signed by a Deputy Information Minister, Felix Kwachiofusu, said since the PURC has already gazetted the 78.9% increase in the electricity tariff, government will absorb the difference as agreed with the social partners. We bring you more.
The statement said a full cost recovery for electricity is expected to be achieved within 9 months from October 2013 to June 2014. It said the PURC is encouraged to implement the automatic tariff adjustment formula starting from January next year. According to the statement, the action by government will translate into a subsidy of more than 400 million Ghana cedis to be paid to the utility companies light crude oil. It said the PURC would in such circumstances factor these changes into any adjustments made in future under the automatic adjustment formula. The move follows a review of the report of the technical committee set up by government to look into the tariff increase in consultation with social partners, including the Ghana Employers Association, the Association of Ghana Industries, Ghana Chamber of Commerce, and Organized Labour, led by the TUC.
That was a news desk report.
The Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoa, has confirmed government's decision to absorb 25% of the utility tariffs as negotiated. He said the negotiation was called at the instance of captains of industry and other stakeholders to examine the effects of the increase in the utility tariffs. Mr. Asamoa explained what he went into government decision to absorb the 25% difference. He said organized labor would have preferred a further lower rate than this. He spoke to George Ankara.
Let me state that at the instance of the captains of industry, that is the Ghana Employers Association, Ghana Association of Ghana Industries, and the Chamber of Commerce, a meeting was called, government and organized labor, to try to resolve the what can be said to be a dispute or the differences. And when we got to the meeting, it got clear to us that the 78.9 that the public, I mean the PRC had been talking about, is just part of 120 outstanding power costs that needed to be recovered, which means then that after the 78.9, next year, PRC will come in back with the difference between the 120 and then the 78.9. So now, whilst we were complaining on the starting point of 78.9, the arguments were, so what should be the starting point? And then after some lengthy discussions, the meeting agreed that it should be 58.9. We had wanted a lower starting point. A lower starting point in the sense that we started talking about a third of it. And then at the end of the day, we came to 50% out of the 78.9. But then industry explained that they are willing to pay a little higher as against paying more in next year for a full recovery. So the point was that that was what was agreed. We would have wished to have a lower one. But then the understanding is that if you get lower than 58.9, what it would mean is that what the difference is would have to be put in place for full recovery next year. And also what it means to government. So this is the conclusions that was reached. We have communicated it to the leadership of organized labor as at last Friday. So I'm saying that that was the conclusion. Generally, what it means is that what is ahead of us, what is supposed to be paid by consumers and industry is not only 78.9, but then full recovery is 120%. So the meeting agreed that we should have a starting point, which we agreed in 58.9. Then within 9 months from now to June next year, the remainder of 60.1 would have to be recovered in addition to the automatic adjustment formula, which would have to be put in place come January, which means then that January, the PRC is encouraged to put in place an automatic adjustment formula, and every month the automatic adjustment formula will work depending on what the indicators are from January to June, and alongside the balance of 68.1, which will lead to the full recovery arrangement put in place.
If you want to be candid, what brought about this problem? Is it not because the automatic adjustment was not in full glow from time immemorial? If it had been done, would this brouhaha not have been avoided?
Yeah, that has been the argument all along. Our arguments has been that what we agreed on the automatic adjustment formula were to have been put in place, perhaps we wouldn't have gotten to this level. It wasn't done. And that is why all along we're saying that we cannot go with the 78.9 at a go. What I explained it to mean that the PRC, this, the 78.9 is not the only, they still had the difference of 120 and 78.9 to put in place early next year. So yes, I agree with you that it is the stoppage of the automatic adjustment formula which has brought us this far. And we strongly believe that in the PRC is encouraged to put in place that automatic adjustment come early next year, nothing will be done to sort of stop its operation. Now that government has finally agreed to subsidize the cost of electricity until full cost recovery is achieved, the question that was between us was the starting point. And the starting point is what has been brought to 59.8. Let me state further that yes, it is still high. We would have loved to have something lower than 58.9. But given the new dimension that the arrangement is directed towards full recovery, which means then that whatever we agreed on will leave us with a balance of the difference between that figure and 120 for next year. So that is what led to the social partners agreeing that it should be staggered to June to be able to do the full recovery.
Mr. Asamoah, does that put to rest the threat to strike on the 18th of this month?
Yes, we've spoken. We made a decision. Organized labor made a decision last Friday that in view of the reduction by 25%, and like I told you, we had wanted some lower than the 25%, I mean something higher than the 25% to be reduced. But like I explained, whatever is reduced now, the balance will have to be paid early next year. So on the basis of that, I mean, we called off all the planned nationwide demonstrations and the one-day strike scheduled for 18th November 2020.
Mr. Asamoah asked government to go further to deal with people who are involved in corruption and siphoning of huge sums of monies from the state to serve as a deterrent to others. He also called on the service providers to give Ghanaians efficient service to encourage people to pay for the service they receive.
The president of the Federation of Labour, Abraham Kumsen, has expressed joy that government has accepted to absorb 25% of the increase in utility tariffs. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Kumsen commended government for the intervention, saying it demonstrates that the NDC is following its principles as a social democratic government.
We were against the threats of embarking on that strike action, and we still feel that it wasn't necessary for that threat to be issued. And the government is done well. I mean, by the public outcry was such that they have to intervene. So we are okay with it. And we are very happy with the position of government now. And we felt the threat was uncalled for, and very happy with what government has done. And we'll go with it.
This bill will also add up to government expenditure bill. Is that not also another economic problem?
No, looking at the public outcry, what do you do? It's not the TUC's threat. It's not about the threat, but it's about the well-being of your people. And so wherever they can source some funds to mitigate these hardships, I think that is a responsibility of government. And I don't think that it's because of the threat, that empty threat that was issued out there. And we have to express our gratitude to government for the action that they are taking now. I think that it wasn't easy for government to take that position. They will have to look for some money somewhere to make sure that people do not suffer too much about it. And I don't believe in threat, especially when, as workers, we know that it was not going to be very easy for government to make that intervention, because if salaries and wages alone would take 70% of revenue accrued to the state, I think that it was not easy at all for government, and we are too happy about it. And this demonstrates that this government is in to ensure that the social democratic principle is upheld.
Abraham Kumsen is the president of the Federation of Labour.